reframing problems, turning obstacles into opportunities. I was brought up to view problems as undesirable. Life would be better without them, and so my knee-jerk response to a problem is always to avoid it, fix it, or eliminate it as quickly and completely as possible. When we become leaders, we can bring that kill-the-problem mindset into our interactions with others and the systems we work within. And given that everybody's busy and we're managing tight deadlines in a complex and unpredictable world, it's natural to want to kill those problems really quickly and thoroughly so we can get back to our real work. But what if some problems aren't barriers, but something much more valuable? What if they are signposts pointing toward meaningful opportunities for growth and improvement? The most effective leaders understand that every challenge carries the seed of an energizing outcome. Instead of merely solving problems, they reframe them into opportunities that align with a larger vision. In other words, instead of viewing a problem as a wall, they visualize it as a hidden door, like that bookcase in Young Frankenstein. The trap of fixing problems too quickly. Let's say you run a team in which everyone is frustrated by long, inefficient meetings. The obvious solution? Shorten them. Set a timer. Make everyone stand. Spray a blast of liquid ass on the half hour. Full disclosure, this company is not currently a sponsor of this newsletter, but I can always dream. Now meetings are shorter. Problem solved, right? Not so fast. If nothing else changes, the meetings may get done faster, but still be unproductive. The problem of long, inefficient meetings is actually an opportunity to improve the way the team collaborates and makes decisions. Instead of solving the problem you're facing, long meetings, take a minute to consider the factors that could underlie that problem. For example, are team members too diffident to state their views? Does conflict run rampant without a clear path to decisions? Are people unprepared for meetings because they don't read the agendas beforehand? Does your unit not have clear priorities? Are there key players who aren't invited or not showing up to the meetings? The real opportunity here may be to make meetings more interactive and valuable, or to take a step back and get clear on strategy, or deal with aspects of team culture that aren't optimized for success. When we rush to fix problems without looking deeper, we miss the chance to create lasting improvement. How to reframe problems into energizing outcomes. Step 1, identify the core problem. Instead of focusing solely on symptoms, dig deeper. What's the real issue behind the surface-level frustration? Step 2, flip the perspective. Ask, what opportunity does this challenge reveal? Instead of thinking, we need fewer complaints from customers, shift to, how can we create an experience that customers rave about? Step 3, make it positive. A problem is something to avoid. An energizing outcome is something to pursue. Instead of, we need to stop losing top talent, focus on, how can we create an environment where people want to stay and play? Step 4, connect it to a larger purpose. When people see the bigger picture, they become more engaged. Instead of, we need to cut costs, shift to, how can we become more efficient while maintaining our quality and values? The business impact of reframing problems. Leaders who shift from fixing problems to pursuing energizing opportunities create higher engagement because people are more motivated when they work towards something exciting rather than just avoiding issues. Stronger innovation because seeing challenges as opportunities leads to creative solutions. Better decision making because teams focus on long-term improvements rather than short-term fixes. And a resilient culture as employees become more adaptable and proactive in tackling challenges. The takeaway. Problems are inevitable, but how you approach them makes all the difference. Instead of treating problems as something to eliminate, view them as invitations toward meaningful change. When you reframe challenges as opportunities, you unlock potential, creativity, and long-term success. How have you turned a problem into an opportunity in your leadership journey? Share your thoughts in the comments. If you'd like to become a conversational grandmaster who looks forward to every interaction, Even, and maybe even especially, the challenging ones, you can start with my and Peter Bregman's book, You Can Change Other People. Great book, embarrassing title. And if you'd like to accelerate your progress toward being a truly trigger-free leader, let's talk. Visit askhowie.com to schedule a discovery call.